Hi, you're listening to crystalclearwithjen.com, Living Crystal Clear on Anchor FM. Today's topic is going to be about spiritual teachers. It's something very near and dear to my heart. I have been duped. Man, I have gotten screwed over, let me tell you. I've had some very wonderful people mentor and coach me and change my entire life. And I had two very bad experiences. So yes, the good definitely outweigh the bad, but I think it's really important to share the message with you all that you cannot trust everyone who does this type of work. And first and foremost, if you don't have that vibe that they are an amazing person and they're drawing you in with whatever they're saying and whatever they're doing and whatever they're talking about, if that vibe is not there, it's the wrong person. I had a spiritual teacher who became a very close friend. I thought we were growing a business together. That was the plan on paper. And she turned out to be far less gifted than I was taking advantage of my gifts, minimizing what I was doing, and taking a lot of the, you know, fame and fortune with her. I had to cut ties and run. It was the only thing I could do. Took a lot of courage to step out on my own because I had to just come up with the idea that I was worthy and good enough because she had been telling me that I just wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready. It was a dark period for me. It was really hard for me to get over this because I was really violated and cheated. So, three ways. How can you tell that a spiritual person is meant to be your teacher? Number one, how does it feel when they speak to you? If you don't have that instant, I love what she's saying, or he, if you don't have that instant, I love what they're saying, I love what they're talking about, this is so on the mark for me, probably not the right person. Number two, if the things they talk about make you uncomfortable, probably not the right person. Now, there's a difference. They can talk about some things that make you uncomfortable, but maybe the reason it's making you uncomfortable is because you're supposed to be dealing with something in your own level of emotions or in your own life that makes you clear something, okay? You might need some healing in that department. But also, maybe it's weirding you out because they're talking about something that in your heart and soul you know is not correct or right. I would probably advise you to cut your losses and run, which is what I had to do. And then thirdly, I feel very, very strongly about the hundreds of thousands of people out there in the spiritual community asking you to pay them all this money for this course that they built and created just to help you change your life and have this magical transformation. All you have to do is pay them X amount of dollars and they will in turn give you the keys to the kingdom. And you think you're buying a personal coaching session with them or multiple coaching sessions with them, only to find out that they sold you a 12-part video series that was pre-recorded 3 years ago, and there's no personal touch involved. Personal touch is the biggest part of spiritual work. If the person is not giving you one-on-one what you need from them, it's the wrong person. Unless, of course, you want that offhand knowledge. You want to just watch a video and be told something. Well, how many of us watch a video and don't have a question later? I mean, we all know that's true. You watch a video and you're like, wait, what just happened? Especially if it's a topic you don't know a lot about and you're just learning. You need an interaction with a human. You need that. So I will also say at this point right now, you will never find me selling you a video series and telling you, good luck, and I'll see you in 8 weeks, and I'll ask you for more money then. Because I guarantee you, 99% of the people out there in the spiritual community are doing exactly that. Stay away from those people. It's cookie cutter. There's nothing authentic about it. Which brings me to the last point. I said there was going to be 3 points, but really the last point is the biggest point. And that is, if you don't feel their passion for what they're doing, if you don't feel their enthusiasm, if it's not setting a spark of something off in you, like, wow, I want whatever they got. I want something. I want a piece of that. Like, I want her to set me on fire, to change something in me. If you're not getting that feeling, it's the wrong person. I'm only speaking from experience because I have paid the thousands of dollars to the courses, and I've watched the videos, and I've had the readings, and I've had the sessions. And honestly, it felt rather empty. And I always said, when I stepped out to do this myself, it would be more of a personal touch. I would not let people just go wander off in a field and have them watch a video. It's wrong and it's not right. So yeah, this podcast really isn't about me ranting about people selling you videos. It's really not about that. It's me making you aware that as a spiritual coach or mentor, whatever you want to call it, they owe you more than a video. And if they don't want to give it to you, it's the wrong person. So be very aware with how you feel and how your energy is ignited or possibly deflated. Don't just do it because they're popular or you see them on your scroll. You're scrolling through your newsfeed. You're like, man, I've seen this guy like 7 times. I better buy his video. Everyone's talking about it. You know how many times I've done that? And it was like nothing. Like what I was told was, it was useless information. It was something I already kind of sort of knew, but didn't really know how to do. And man, I really wish it would have been delivered to me by a human instead of a video. I'm just proposing to you that if you want to have a soul transformation, if you want to really have a transformation that sets your soul on fire, then please be prepared to have a one-on-one with a person, because that is the way it gets done. And the way that gets done is you have to do the work and they guide you. That's why I call myself a soul guide. I just want to guide you back to your own soul. I want to share my light and help you light your own. If someone is out there claiming that watching their 12-part video series that's going to take you 9 weeks to do and you're going to have to pay them $1,000 and it's going to be life transforming, I'm here to tell you that I've watched many episodes of many series on Netflix and nothing has been life transforming for me. And I didn't pay for most of it. So please think about that. I also like to offer up the example of Doreen Virtue, who spent years and years and made thousands and millions of dollars selling her metaphysical angel cards, blah, blah, blah products. She even sold certifications for people to be angel card readers. The woman has now denounced all things spiritual, metaphysical, and on the other side. What does she do now? She reads the Bible. She considers herself to be a born again. I am not saying that is wrong. I am saying there is something a deep-seated issue there within that concept. You have to be careful with who you want to share your soul with. Make sure that it feels good to you. Make sure that it is lighting in something within you that you want to do just like what they're doing. Or, my God, she is amazing and she's fun and I like what she's doing. I want to be a part of that because that's how I pick people. Everything for me is feeling. Everything for me is like, if it looks fun, if it looks good, if my spirit likes it, I immediately know. And if you're getting a sales pitch and these people keep sending you emails, or you keep getting the messengers of the people selling you their latest journal or whatever, it's the wrong thing, because you're just on a sales list. Be very aware of who you allow in your energy. Be very aware of who you allow to share your energy with and guide your soul. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. I hope you have a great day, and stay tuned for the next episode.